All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show, we're going to call this show Resolutions, the Sizzle and the Fizzle. I'm talking about our guest, certified life coach, author, speaker, owner at Fowler Life Coaching out of Surfside Beach, South Carolina. FowlerCoaching.com is the website. Her name is Kim Fowler. Kim, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get rolling here, Kim, I know you've been with us before, but we always have new people checking us out for the first time. So do me a favor and just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do as the owner of Fowler Life Coaching.
Sure. I started in 2008 as a life coach. I started studying it in 2003 when I found out there were actually life coaches, that it was an industry. And, you know, I help people focus on conquering obstacles they might have in their lives. I help people start businesses. Some people may not even know what they want to do. Help them find, you know, what their passions are. And just helping them move forward.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes people are just stuck and they can't get out of their head. So sometimes it's just a mindset thing.
Yeah, sometimes we get in our own way, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Now, it's funny that you mentioned that you know, you kind of found out about being a life coach some years ago. You didn't even know it was a thing. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because I remember the first time I think I came across hearing about a life coach was actually... There was a TV show, you may have been familiar with it, with, what do you call it? Oh, now I forget his name. Oh, geez, I apologize, Kim.
That's okay, it'll come back.
It was an actor, though. He was on Happy Days, he was Chachi, what was his name?
Oh.
Ah, I feel like an idiot.
I see his face.
Me too. But, yeah, it was one of those things where... You know, where I didn't realize that was something that was a thing, like you said.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who even knew that this was something that people did? But yeah, you could actually, you know, it was Scott Baio. That was the name.
That's it, yeah.
Right. And he had hired a life coach, and it was like a reality show for a couple seasons. But I thought it was interesting the way it was, you know, the way that profession was kind of starting to show itself, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it actually started a long time ago. I had no idea.
Yeah, me either. But now it seems to be one of those things where, especially when you're really looking to focus and look for, you know, like you mentioned, getting out of your own way and try to make things the way you want them in life. Because let's face it, even with, you know, with athletes, they all have coaches. You know, best ones, mm-hmm. the Olympic athletes, you know, the tops in any profession. Really, they get coaching along the way.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and it's something that's not taught in school. You don't learn how to even set a goal in school.
Right. Now, speaking of goals, because that's probably the biggest thing, how do you think, what's the best way to get back on track if you've already stopped working towards your goals? Especially, you know, tomorrow's going to be February 1st. A lot of people, you mm-hmm. know, they make those resolutions and already they're like, they fall back into their old ways.
Yeah, it happens to all of us. We get excited. It's the beginning of the year coming, and mm-hmm. you think of all these things that you wanted to do last year, you didn't get accomplished, or you know, have an idea of something you want to do in the new year. So you start making all these goals and plans, and about this time of year, you might have stayed on track for a couple of weeks, and then... You know, you kind of go back to your old habits, or you start going back out. You know, you're trying to diet, and you start going back to happy hour with your buddies because you miss that, things like that. So we start getting a little off track. And sometimes my birthday is January 13th, so every time I've started a diet on January 1st, it's gone south about the 12th. So, you know, there's some things that we can do as far as anticipating those types of obstacles. But that sometimes isn't enough. So when we get to this part of the, you know, we get to the end of January and we're going, oh, wow, you know, I'm really struggling, or I'm not where I thought I would be. Some of the things you can do, rewrite your goal, make it shorter.
Right.
you might want to break it up. Instead of saying you're having a one-year goal, just have a three-month goal. And that three-month goal might be going toward that one-year goal. But make it shorter, because that'll stop you from procrastinating. And then make them smart, make them specific, measurable.
Now what do you mean by making them smart?
So smart, so the S stands for specific. You have to make it very specific so that you know exactly what you want, okay. So that when you achieve it, you know you've done it. And then you have to make it measurable so you can track your progress.
Okay.
You have to make it attainable. So if I were to say, at the end of this year, I'm going to be a heart surgeon, that's not really attainable. So you have to make sure it's attainable, realistic. And then the R is for relevant. It has to be relevant, so you really feel something when you talk about it.
Right.
And it even has to be relative to your life stage. So if you have a 2- and a 3-year-old at home, your goal may not be, you know, going and playing one golf course in every state. You know, that might be kind of a conflict with where you are in your life. So make sure your goals align with your life stage as well.
Right.
And then time specific. So you have to have an end date. When am I going to reach that goal?
Oh, okay.
So that's making them smart.
That's a pretty good acronym.
Yeah, and then, you know, just get back on the horse. Don't prepare. Don't go, okay, so now I've gotten off track. I need to do this, this, and this to start over.
Right.
Don't do that. Just start. Just start where you are. Kind of Nike's just do it. Just do it.
Yep. Okay, good idea. Good points so far. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and make them time specific. Yeah, because sometimes if you just say, well, this year I want to do this, well, then what does that mean?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. If you say, I want to lose weight, well, how much and by when?
Yeah.
How are you going to do it?
Right,
you know?
Exactly. You got to really drill down on the specifics. And you know, making that time specific really is, I think, kind of spurs you to be like, okay, so now I've set this date. Say it's, you know, maybe you've got that birthday party coming up, right? And you want to make sure that you know, you've achieved certain things by that date. Well, yeah, now you've got a time. Now you know now you know what you're shooting for. All right. What else?
Yes.
What else can we do to make sure we can work towards those goals?
Well, start with small steps. So, you know, when you set any kind of goal, Michael Hyatt, who's a really great productivity guy, he's a motivational speaker. He suggests you start with the smallest step first, so that you feel like you're making progress. It may not be big, but you're taking, you know, you're moving forward.
Right.
So anything, if you say, okay, I'm going to start running, then you know what? Today your goal is just to go out and buy a pair of shoes. You know, something small that doesn't freak you out.
Right.
and then don't have too many goals. A lot of us get excited at the beginning of the year and we're, oh, I'm going to do this, 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 and this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's just too many. You know, we're not super people. We're humans. So our behaviors can't change in all these different ways in order to get different things. So kind of, I say stick with three at a time, mm-hmm. and that might be three until March, and you accomplish them, and then have three more until June.
Now, let me ask you this. When you say, okay, focus on three, should they be three that are maybe kind of connected in some way, so it can be, or does it matter?
I don't think it really matters.
Okay.
And however, I will say they need to have the same values. So you aren't going to start up your let's say you decide that you want to lose weight and you want to get more friends,
right.
Be more social. You have to really be careful, because you don't want to be more social going to lunch and dinner and happy hour if you're trying to lose weight. So just make sure you have the same values there, you know, working through them. They can't conflict with each other.
Okay.
But, which it kind of probably goes back to your point that they should be kind of related in that way.
Right.
But it could be a health goal, a career goal, and, you know, a financial goal.
All right. Now what about, you know, again, getting off track? You know, say you get off track and you know, like you said, you can just pick up right from where you're at. But what if it's something where you have to kind of circle back? Do you just try to
start over?
Yeah.
Yeah. like, let's say you are trying to lose weight and you've just gained 10 pounds.
Right.
So one way that I like for my clients to stay accountable and to get excited and stay motivated and not get off track is to have a habit goal in addition to an achievement goal. So a habit goal would just be, let's say you want to, say you want to quit drinking for a while.
Right.
So, or maybe you don't want to drink coffee anymore. So what you do is you get a calendar, and every day you don't drink coffee, you put a big red X on that day, and you keep the streak going. And you don't want to break it, because every day you look at it, and you've got all these red X's, and you think, oh, man, I've gone 5 days without it. So right. Let me just go ahead and go another day. And that just sort of keeps you motivated to stay on track for those habit goals. It's a good visual. And then on your achievement goals, you might have to circle back around and start over again, but make sure that you're accountable to somebody. So when you do start over, you've got somebody that you're accountable to.
Right. Yeah.
It's not yourself, and it's not your friend.
And you know, again, that's such a big thing when you talk about, you know, getting a coach is mm-hmm. having that person. There they are. That's who you're accountable to. And I don't know if I mentioned this last time when we spoke, but I know when I was, you know, growing up and had my sports coaches and stuff in high school and in college, man, those were people that, yeah, I felt accountable to. I wanted to make sure I achieved what they wanted me to achieve and what, mm-hmm. what we had talked about, what we had trained for, and I didn't want to let them down.
Right, because we value other people's time, so... And we value their opinions and you know, and all of that. So we want to be there for them. You know, we'll disappoint ourselves, but we right. don't want to disappoint others.
Yeah, that's a good point. Again, we're talking with our guest, Kim Fowler. She is the certified life coach, author, and speaker at Fowler Life Coaching at a Surfside Beach, South Carolina. FowlerCoaching.com is her website. Again, FowlerCoaching.com. You can reach her through there. You can once you get to the website as well, there's a free ebook that you can sign up for as well. So make sure you go there and check that out. See how you can get your copy. And it's right there on the website. You can also contact her through the website. 202-294-1080 is the phone number for Kim Fowler at Fowler Life Coaching. We'll take a quick break. Come back more with Kim after these words right here on All Business Media.
Have you been injured in an auto accident and need transportation to and from your medical appointments? KMW Transportation is located and services the Metro Detroit area. Owned and operated by Shaquana Ford, KMW Transportation Company provides reliable, affordable service guaranteed to get you to and from your destinations on time in a clean and smooth and safe manner. Do you need to get up and go? Call for your car service directly at 313-293-0234. Or by email at quantamarie2015@gmail.com. That's 313-293-0234 or quantamarie2015@gmail.com.
Is your computer slow? Seeing strange pop-ups? You could have a computer infection. Call Computer and Internet Help. A certified malware removal specialist will make your computer healthy and fast again. Most importantly, at an affordable price. Call Computer and Internet Help at 239-567-0104. That's 239-567-0104. Or email them at pccoach@live.com. That's pccoach@live.com. And go to their website, computerandinternethelp.com. Computerandinternethelp.com. Computer and Internet Help, making computers healthy, one at a time.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclobella Italia tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website cyclobellaitalia.com to register for the Cyclobella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclobella Italia. Email Joe at cyclobellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclobella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado, exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, welcome back with our guest, Kim Fowler, the owner at Fowler Life Coaching, certified life coach, author, and speaker. And today's show, Resolutions, the Sizzle and the Fizzle. We're talking about how to get back on track in the first segment, because a lot of times, you know, you set your January 1st goals, your 2018 goals, and then 2 weeks later, you're kind of off track. So Kim has been kind enough to kind of give us some ideas and ways to get back on track, you know, once you stop working towards those 2018 goals. And I think the best one was the acronym SMART, Kim. You know, again, making it specific. There's the S. Measurable. There's the M. Attainable. There's the A. Relevant. There's the R and T, time specific as well, which is very important. Now, and again, Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. And let me throw this out there, too. If anybody's got any questions for Kim Fowler, feel free and give us a call here in the studio, 631-724-1405. If you've got any questions regarding what she does, how she can help you, especially when it comes to, you know, goals, setting goals and achieving them, that's her specialty. Now, let me ask you this, Kim. How do you stay motivated throughout that process? Because I know a lot of times, even for, you know, people that are very, what do you call it? They're the type that achieve a lot. Sometimes motivation becomes an issue. Like they just, you just kind of lose the oomph, so to speak.
Yes. It's sometimes hard to stay motivated. And the reason is because we forget why we want our goal.
Right.
So, and it has to be a goal that you really, really want. And you have to know why. And you have to drill down into the, you know, really, why do you want this? So, and I can't even stress that enough. But what happens is we lose focus on the why, and sometimes our goals require a big change in our habits, and we're not ready to make those changes.
Right.
So going back to that habit streak that I talked about, if there's a habit that you're trying to change, use the X's to stay motivated, because you'll see that. Basically, when you do that, you're setting a streak, and Jerry Seinfeld actually used to do that. He would get up every morning and write. And he had a streak. When I read about this, I think his streak was over 400 days. So, and it really worked for him, obviously. So,
right.
It's a good thing to do. Also, decide what type of person you have to be in order to get to that goal. Because if you're the girl who comes in the office every day with a brand new pair of shoes and you're trying to save for a house, make sure you're not that girl. Make
right.
sure you're the girl who's out there, you know, saving her money for her down payment. And sometimes we don't realize how hard that can be for us. So, again, it's another change. It's a change more in behavior. So you have to do that. And then, really evaluate what behaviors you need to change. Almost who do you have to be? And then, make sure it's relevant. Because sometimes we don't stay motivated because it's not something that's really relevant or heartfelt.
Right.
So my husband, I always said I'd never marry a smoker, and sure enough, dated a guy, bartender, smoked and, you know, like a chimney. Anyway, he didn't smoke around me,
right.
but he kept trying to quit, and he couldn't, and he was trying to quit because he knew I wanted him to, and he couldn't stay motivated. So after we got married, we went to the doctor, and he got his first physical in a while, and his blood pressure was so high they couldn't even measure it.
Oh, my goodness.
So when he walked out of that doctor's office with Chantix, and within 3 months he was done. He never had a cigarette. He's been smoke-free for 9 years. But his motivation had to be for himself, not right. because I didn't want to marry a smoker.
Right. Yeah.
So that's another thing to make sure.
And again, that's identifying your why. His why was, oh, my goodness, I just got married. I would like to stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so maybe, you know, who knows? Your why could be something where, you know, it could be life-threatening, or maybe it's because you see the ramifications on the people around you. Whatever your why is, you know, make sure to identify that and stay focused on it. Hey, Kim, we do have a caller on the line. Let's go to that.
Okay.
Caller, what is your name and what's your question for Kim Fowler?
Hi, my name is Charlene.
Hey, Charlene.
Hi. And I've listened to most of your show the last time, and I looked at your website. I do admire your strength. My question is, being from New York, could we effectively work together from a distance, and if so, how?
Oh, yes. I have clients. I Skype with them.
Oh.
Or we can, you know, it could be a phone conversation. And I've had clients that I've actually gone to their location. You know, because I do travel a lot, so, you know, in New York, of course, I'm there quite a bit, actually.
Right.
But, yeah, I do Skype, we phone, a lot of the things. I have a computer program that I use for my clients, which is accessible, of course, by the Internet and with an app on your phone. And what it does is when we discuss your goals and your action plan, I put them into the computer, and then you keep track of it. And if I see something that either you might have changed the due date on or you're not getting done, I might give you a call and say, hey, you know, what's going on here? Do we need to talk about anything? Do you have an obstacle? Or have you decided that you don't want to do that anymore? Is there something going on? And then, you know, we can address it. And the other thing is, you know, we do the calls. Even my local clients, we do 2 phone calls a month. So to keep them on track.
Right.
So yeah, there's really no limitation as far as distance.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you very much.
All right,
you're welcome.
Yeah, Charlene, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Yeah, and that's another one of those benefits of the times we are in, Kim, is technology makes it easy. It kind of shrinks the world a little bit, so you can work with people no matter where they're located. You know, whether it be time zones, countries, you name it, you can kind of work that way as well, because, you know, a lot of times, hey, it's like best friends. You know, I've got my best friend is in Arizona. We rarely see each other. You know, we communicate whenever possible. But it's one of those things, you know, once you've got that connection, that click, it doesn't matter where they are, you're still going to have that click. And once you've identified that person as maybe a coach for yourself, you know, you don't want distance to be something that keeps you from, you know, having that person in your life to be accountable to.
Right. Definitely.
You know, so again, if anybody's got any questions for Kim Fowler, you can reach us here in the studio, 631-724-1405. Or if you can't, say you're like, you know what, I'm busy, I'm in the middle of work, but I do want to reach out to her, do so on your own time. You can call her directly at 202-294-1080. She's a certified life coach. You can also go to the FowlerCoaching.com website and check in with her through there as well. And also there's a link there for you to get her book. She's an author. She's one of the authors of The Power of Coaching, which you can find on Amazon.com. Just put in The Power of Coaching, Manifesting Transformation in the World. It came out just last October, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's part of the Wainwright Global Institute of Professional Coaching. It's a collaboration with other authors. And which chapter is yours, Kim?
Believe it or not, it's the first chapter.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And one other thing, too, in response to the caller's question, we are starting an accountability group, which is, it's just a phone group. So anyone in the country could join it. And it's going to start mid-February. And it's basically, if you do get off track from your goals and you do want to jump back on, I give a 15-minute coaching call with each participant, and then after that it's 2 calls a month, and they're group calls. So you actually can get support on the phone, too, from other people who are kind of in your boat.
Oh, nice. And again, when are you starting that?
That starts February 15 is when the coaching calls start, and all they have to do is send me an email if they'd like to join.
All right, very good. And you can send Kim that email, kim@fowlercoaching.com. That's kim@fowlercoaching.com. Or like I said, go to the website, fowlercoaching.com, and contact her through there. Not a bad thing to jump into, you know, and it's the day after Valentine's Day, so you don't have to say, well, you know, I had to go out that night and blah, 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 couldn't make it to the call. No, it starts the day after. So, you know, there you go. hey,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. Now, when you're dealing with, you know, again, we're trying to stay motivated. We're trying to achieve those things, you know, get back on track, so to speak. What's best? Do you suggest, like, you know, using baby steps to kind of build that momentum? I almost feel like it's one of those counters in a factory where it's like we've had 0 days, you know, 28 days without an accident kind of thing. are the baby steps the best way to go in terms of trying to build up that momentum?
Yeah, yes. Start out with baby steps because it doesn't matter how big the steps are. You know, there's a concept out there, compound effect, and I don't know if you've seen with the penny.
Yes.
You know, how much money do you get?
Mm-hmm.
One penny a day and all of that, and you end up with millions of dollars if, you know, just from a penny a day.
Right.
With compound interest. Well, you know, it's the compound effect. So you do one small thing, and if you're just consistently working towards your goal and you just do a little bit every single day, that's how you'll see big results.
Right. Yeah.
If you try to do a lot of big things, you won't start out very well.
Yeah, it's like 1% a day. In 100 days, mm-hmm. you'll be 100% better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great tactic to use. And again, you know, when you're dealing with trying to achieve, maybe you've reached a plateau, so to speak, in your business, in your life, and you're looking to now, you know, kind of break up that you know, you kind of just kind of cruising along. It's tough to stay motivated.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And sometimes it can, you get a little, maybe an obstacle here or there, and it's like it knocks you back a bit. But, you mm-hmm. know, having a coach there to kind of, you know, regroup. Okay, let's go over the tactics, so to speak. Where can we change things? I think it's great to have that extra set of eyes kind of looking at the situation, right?
Yeah, and sometimes I can, you know, I'll see something in a different way. Or, you know, like I said, the accountability group, one of those people on the call might see something in a different way. And it just sort of opens your eyes up to another opportunity.
Right. Yeah, there could be opportunities staring you in the face that you don't even see. But someone like
Exactly.
Kim Fowler can identify those things for you and kind of put you on the right track, especially if you do have those goals, you know, and it's 2018. You're like, I feel like I'm already falling off the wagon here. Don't
right.
let it happen. Reach out to Kim directly, 202-294-1080. She's certified life coach, author, speaker, Fowler Life Coaching. That is what she owns. FowlerCoaching.com is the website. And don't miss out on that February 15th. That's the start of that phone group. February 15th, go to FowlerCoaching.com, send her an email, kim@FowlerCoaching.com. And Kim, thank you once again for joining us. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's twomen2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Miles, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.